Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio, and I'm happy to have our new Coolville Cityscape Director, Miss Lori Krause, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
She is brand new. She's about 7 days into the job, and actually I'm going to brag on her. She really started working for Cityscape, and I think a lot of people know I'm on the board, so when I say we started working for us really before we were on payroll, right? Just kind of helping out?
Yeah, just trying to dip my toe in and make sure I don't drink from the fire hose too much.
Well, you're probably still going to, but that was a good idea. And so I wanted the community, if they don't know who you are, which I think probably a lot of people do because you've been involved with the community, I want them to be introduced to you this morning here on Local Matters. So great to have you in. So let's get started, Lori. I know a little bit about you, and I actually I didn't preface you this. I remember meeting you for the first time at Spring Street Market.
100%, I remember,
because my brother, cousin, friends worked there. I never worked there, but you and Nicole, were there, and we would come in, and I would see my brother and family, and we would cut up and talk. But right then, I knew you were just a fabulous person. So always nice and kind. So always remember kind people. I guess I remember mean people too, but I try not to talk about it.
The kind ones stand out.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So I've known you a long time, haven't seen you a whole lot just because different career paths. So speaking of career paths, what have you been doing up until this point?
Right, sure. So I'm so glad you mentioned Spring Street Market. That was literally Nicole and I's first job. We worked there all through high school, and we loved it.
I mean, Leo and George. And it was Andy there.
Andy was there.
Great guys. Mm-hmm. And they were always friendly to me. But so, you got the retail world and bagging groceries and checking people out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I, obviously I'm a Cookeville native, born and raised. I have deep-seated roots here in Cookeville. My great-grandfather was Ed Stamps, and he was a sheriff of Putnam County. And my grandfather was deputy for a time underneath him, Kenneth Ray. My mom has been in some significant positions with the Upper Cumberland Development District, and that's actually where I started, at the Development District. I started in college at the Development District answering the phones. And through college, I moved through the Development District. I was kind of raised there with the state contracts, different pilot programs such as the Relative Caregiver Program, going to those legislative meetings and state office meetings for the different programs that I was involved in. So really to say that the Development District raised me is a correct statement. When I graduated college, I worked for the Relative Caregiver Program as that program manager for a year or so, and then I transitioned and wanted to move forward in my career. I worked for a brief puff of time with the Department of Children's Services as a caseworker, and that is a very tough, heart-wrenching, honorable job to have. And but during that training with DCS, I was recruited by the trainers that I was in process with to train PATH, which now known as TN Key, for MTSU. MTSU had the contract with the consortium to provide that for the Upper Cumberland region as well as several other regions of the state. And so I interviewed, got that job, and I trained PATH for almost 4 years for the consortium in MTSU. I then moved back to the Development District where I worked support broker program with aging as well as the family caregiver coordinator. I also had responsibilities with Tommy Lee in the TDOT programs, RPO coordinator, got to go with Commissioner Schroer when he was commissioner. Hurricane Bridge had just opened up, and went through his tour that he did across the state, so that was great. From there, I needed to be at home. I had a new baby. My son was getting super busy as he was getting older, and so I needed something that was a little more flexible. I found the job with Harmony Family Center. Harmony Family Center is based out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and they provide several services for the Department of Children's Services through contracts. Focus was the program that I was working with, and I was there for 9 years, building relationships primarily in the Upper Cumberland region, but I also had relationships to build in Tennessee Valley, Smoky Mountain region, Knox County, as well as the eastern regions of the state. Worked a little bit in Mid-Cumberland, but mostly my primary focus was always the Upper Cumberland region and developing those relationships with DCS regionally here. Felicia Harris obviously is the RA here, but then also developing those relationships at the state and central office levels. So, and now I'm excited to be at Cookeville Cityscape.
Well, there's so many reasons, and we're excited to have you. There's so many reasons you're going to be a really good fit, and you are a good fit for this position. You have deep roots, like you said.
Sure.
Putnam County girl and Cookeville girl and Cityscape. We're going to get into that. Cityscape's about Cookeville and revitalizing Cookeville, and people may not understand exactly what Cityscape does, and we're going to talk about that with Lori. And I know I've had previous people on about Cityscape, but we want to really reiterate what the mission is, and we'll get into that. But your roots here, your public service with Development District and the state and these other places you've been, that's part of why you're a good fit, but also you've had to work with people, right?
Absolutely.
Build relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's part of what Cityscape's doing. Yeah. We're building relationships with people to help invest back into Cookeville.
Right.
And so we're going to get into some of that stuff. That's fantastic. Great background. And I'm just excited that we have somebody, finally, we have somebody on full time and with the passion that you have, because we had our first meeting this week. I guess it was your first meeting, right?
Yeah, first board meeting.
First board meeting, and I hadn't been able to attend all of them, but I was there, and we had a great meeting. We got a great plan. We're going to talk about our Christmas ornaments.
Yes.
Talked about all the Christmas ornaments we're doing, but great information so far. So when you were, I just briefly want to talk about working with children.
Yeah.
You said it was heart-wrenching, and and it's honorable, and it is, and I can't imagine, I wasn't built, I guess, probably to do that kind of work. I can't imagine what all you saw, but what was rewarding about being that part of your career with helping children out? What was real rewarding about? I don't want to talk about the bad stuff.
Sure,
I want to talk about the good stuff.
Sure, absolutely. I like to talk about the good stuff too. So I tell everybody, or I told everybody with working with Focus and Harmony Family Center, that I got to do the feel good. I got to do the feel good part of social work and working with children in state custody and children in full guardianship, because those are the kids that I worked with. The kids that were in full guardianship that don't have any parental rights left and that were looking for a family. They literally didn't have anybody that wanted them currently. And so my job was to work with their teams, develop the relationships with the kids and their staff workers, and look for families and recruit families and go through inquiries. And so the rewarding parts of that job are when your kid that has been in custody for 11 years, no fault of DCS, but the traumas and the behaviors and the neglect that they endure causes different domino effects in their life. And so they've been in custody for 11 years and they find their forever family. And you get to watch it. You get to watch it. You get to watch their tone and their voice when they're on a phone call with you completely change, because they're finally in that home and then they get adopted a month before they're 18. That's the feel good. That's the part that I'm going to miss. And I could almost be emotional about it because
sure.
I've done it for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part I'm going to miss. I'm also going to miss the people,
mm-hmm.
the Upper Cumberland staff. I feel like most of them, if not all, know me. I've been around for 25 years. My mom was a therapeutic foster parent. So the long stayers at DCS and the department and the contract agencies, they know me because at 15, they were working with me and my mom and the foster home that she had. And so as a birth child in a foster home, I have seen and lived with and witnessed all the things. So I'm going to miss the people. I'm going to miss the folks in our regional office for sure. They have become friends. And I'm going to miss my team. My team at Harmony, we are very close-knit. There's only 10 of us across the state. And my supervisor, Heather Butcher, she has become more of a friend, than a supervisor. So I'm going to miss that. But the feel good is watching those children find those forever families, and be adopted.
Well, my prayer, one of many, is for all children to have a home.
Sure.
Have parents that love them and they can love back. Fortunately, my parents, I have the best parents in the world. Of course, people can argue, but my parents have been the best blessing in my life, up until I got married, and they love me and I never doubted if I was loved, but unfortunately there are kids in the world that don't know if they have any love or ever going to get loved by parents. So I applaud you.
Thank you.
DCS and all the people you've worked with for helping children, find that forever home and find some kind of meaning and make sure that somebody wants them, you know, and I can't imagine how that feels. I don't know how that feels. I've always been wanted and loved. So great stuff. I didn't mean to get emotional on you and you
fine.
Get emotional, but
you're fine.
This show is real. We talk about real stuff, but we talk about the good stuff too. And there are some sad parts of it, but, we have to have people like you in the past and all the people you've worked with to do those things to help these children.
Yep.
And so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So when we come back, I do want to talk about what intrigued you about coming to Cityscape. When you saw the position advertised, what jumped out to you? Like, you know, I really want to do this. I really want to be a part of something special. What was that? What intrigued you about that? We're going to talk about what Cityscape does, the Cream City sign. Had a good meeting on that the other day. There's a lot of stuff with the Cream City sign. People may not know. Short-term goals, long-term goals, what's your plan going forward? And I know some of those, but you were a rock star in that meeting. You laid out, this is what I want to do. There was structure. There was things we're going to help you with, and we've got your back. So we're going to get all of that when we come back after this break here on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers in studio with Miss Lori Krause. She is the new executive director of Cookeville Cityscape. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Miss Lori Krause. She is the executive director for Cookeville Cityscape. Just started seven full days in, I believe now, and already coming in and just setting it on fire, Lori. I mean, you're fantastic. I'm going to brag on you a lot. That's all right.
I appreciate it. I'll take it.
Because I appreciate what you're doing. So, talked about last segment, your background. Now, I want to know, when you saw the advertisement, I don't know where you seen it at, maybe social media?
Yes, I do believe it was social media. It may have been on a job board of some kind.
Okay.
I can't remember. I can't place it. I do remember that when I saw it the first time, my first text was to Amy New at the Chamber, and I said, what do you know about this?
Right.
And then I'll be very honest with you. Kim and Brandon Hall, obviously, at Cumberland Auto. His wife, Kim, she's my running buddy, has been for the last 10 years. And we were walking and we were talking and she said, oh my gosh, Lori, you would be perfect for that. You would be perfect. And so I had told her, I said, well, I'm not going to let the opportunity get away from me. I'm fixing to submit my resume. What do you think? And she said, and of course, if anybody knows Kim Hall, literally the most positive human that has ever been placed on the earth. And it's probably why I love her so good. But she, you know, talked to me a little bit more about it. I got on the phone, talked to a few more folks about the position and exactly what it entailed. And they all, everyone I talked to thought, yeah, you should apply. You would be great for that. And so I submitted my resume, and then it started happening really fast because, you know, Cityscape had been without a director for several weeks and the holidays coming up. So there needed to be somebody in place. And so anyway, it started happening really fast. Lots of super positive feedback and being able to work within my community that I love, that I've grown up in, that knows me, super intriguing. And then, of course, talking with the different folks about what the job entailed, like you said, I really thought, you know what, I could be really good at this. And I was looking for a change. We talked about in the last segment where I came from, and I spent 25 years in that world. And I needed to take a deep breath and change direction.
Yep.
So this was the perfect opportunity for me to do that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with change. It happens, and of course, God leads us in different ways. But that's, you know, I think your background is put you to where you're at now.
Sure,
and I'm
absolutely
excited to see the interaction with the community that you're going to bring. And glad you applied. I'm glad you got hired. I'm thankful for that.
Me too.
And we're in a good position right now at Cityscape. So you get hired. The process, like you said, was quick.
Yeah, it moved very quickly. Within maybe 2 weeks ish. First interview, second interview, and then, well, and then, like you said, I kind of jumped in before an actual start date, and that was my choice. No one pushed me to do that. I wanted to make sure that my first day, November 21st, I had at least a idea of what was happening. And so I jumped in at Mistletoe Market, volunteered some there, and then started working out of that office because I'm remote. I was remote. And so I started working out of that office a couple days a week, just answering the phone, seeing what people had to say, which was, again, super helpful. Mm-hmm. Jenna Hillis has been amazing. She's been in the office 2 days a week since the holidays and everything was ramped up. Folks come in all the time, and you may not know where the Cityscape office is, but we are right downtown, west side, on the other side, on the left side of Cream City. Mm-hmm. And so, people stop in all the time, and they stop in to chat. They stop in to ask about the ornaments. They stop in to ask about the sign. They stop in to ask or tell you what the next ornament should be, you know?
Yep.
So it was good for me to be in there and get to meet the people a little early. And so, yeah, it's been great so far. Been great. A huge learning curve, but been great.
Yeah, and so one of the things I love that you've already done is you kind of rearranged the way the office looks.
Yes.
And you've made the window say, hey, we've actually got this stuff
storefront.
In here. Storefront.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're a retail store, but it attracts people to
in
to ask questions, to get involved in the – what is it? The more you know about something, the more you want to know, and the more you want to be involved. And that's what
right.
we're trying to do is build up recognition and another reason why you're here. Okay. So, I know we're going to talk about your goals, but you talked about the Cream City sign. I want to talk about it right quick. We don't own that sign.
No, sir.
But we have taken on the responsibility of the upkeep.
Yes, the maintenance.
And we are doing a pretty good job at that.
Yes.
And we had a fundraiser back in the spring, which I had Jody Pitts on to talk about that. Back in the spring, it was successful. And anything we didn't raise, we take care of as through our process at Cityscape. So we're pretty close to having it, I mean, like full go.
We're about 80-85% lit currently. And just so the public, because everyone loves the sign. I love the sign. My children love the sign, right? But the sign has been dark for a while, and we have been working with Jocelyn Signs on the maintenance to get it relit to make sure that it, you know, it's at capacity. And so we had the opportunity to make sure it was lit, especially around the holiday season, 80-85%. So Cityscape as the board decided to go ahead with that. Even though it's not 100% right now, we decided to move forward with that because of the holiday season, because the downtown, you know, the train is lit at the depot. It gets dark early, mm-hmm. right? And so we wanted to make sure that the community was able to enjoy that sun even at the 80-85% capacity. So we were glad that we were able to do that, and we are very hopeful that within the next few weeks we will be at 100%.
Yeah, and I think we will. We're working hard on that. So I do want to get into what Cityscape does. We got some time right now, and we can continue the next segment. But some people may not. Some people actually think maybe all we do is the sign. It's Cream City sign. Some people may think all we do is sell Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
That's really not our goal,
no.
Our mission. So what is our mission, Lori?
So our mission, Ben, is to establish partnerships in the public and private sectors to help keep downtown Cookeville revitalized, preserved, and beautified, right, for our businesses that are downtown as well as the community here in Cookeville. And Cookeville, we are really not an anomaly, but we're really different than a lot of downtowns because we have two. We have our west side, mm-hmm. And then our footprint goes all the way up Broad and Spring to the square. And the square is another downtown area. We have businesses. We have merchants. We have restaurants. You know, we have all of that in two different specific locations in Cookeville. So we are really looking for that partnership with the public and private sector to say, hey, this is important. This is not only important to the businesses in those downtown areas, but it's important for you because the community and the people wanting to be in this town is only going to help you and your businesses and your goals.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can help.
Yes, we are.
Because there is already a huge interest and already so much support that we've had. You can look at if you've lived like you've lived here all your life. I've lived here basically all my life, except 3 years. So if you look at back 20 years ago and look at the west side, mm-hmm. where it is now, Cityscape's a big part of the way it looks now. So we can talk about that mission or continue to talk about that mission when we come back after this break here on Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Miss Lori Krause, the new executive director for Cityscape. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Miss Lori Krause, the new Cityscape, Cookeville Cityscape Executive Director. A lot of good information so far, Lori, and I appreciate you being here. So we're talking about the mission and what Cityscape does about revitalization and downtown Cookeville and help the community. And there's been so much work over the last, how many years we've been in existence. People still may be confused on what really Cityscape does. That's one of the reasons you're here, is to help enlighten them about what our mission is. But there's so much more to just revitalization, and that there's components with the state. How's the state involved with what we do?
Yeah, so many know that Cookeville Cityscape was formed, developed, created 1991. But several years later, we became accredited with the Tennessee Main Street Association. And what folks may not know is that the Tennessee Main Street Association is directly funded by ECD, Tennessee Economic and Community Development. So there are components of grant writing that can help us. There are components of that governmental sector with ECD that I love about Cityscape. I love that we're connected. We are one of few, 23 or 25 cities in Tennessee that are accredited by Tennessee Main Street Association. And it's because of what we started in 1991, right? The mission from 1991 moving forward and the events that we bring to our downtown areas, such as Fall Fun Fest that happens in that square sector, mm-hmm. and then Wine on the West Side that happens on the west side. So all of those things, bringing the community, bringing people to those downtown areas, that's a part of that accreditation. And so I think that focusing on, yes, we are Taste of the Town. We do Fall Fun Fest in coordination with the city. We also help and have Wine on the West Side. So we do all of those things, but all of those things help us remain and sustain our accreditation and give us opportunities for grants that actually bring more into our downtown area. So I think that's super important for the public to know that, yes, we are those events, but this is why those events are happening. It's to preserve, revitalize, and beautify our downtown areas.
So ECD plays a big part, obviously, and the grant funding's out there, and that is important. That helps us so much and helps the city of Cookeville and our community. But we can't do it alone on grants, right?
No.
Grant funding's great, but we need more, and we do have members. But how do we maintain and add new members, Lori?
So the grant funding that we are eligible for are project specific, right? Cookeville Cityscape itself is ran completely off of membership, donations, and that first priority on my list, Ben, is our hitting the ground running January with a membership drive to really educate the public about who we are and what we do in our mission statement. But to let those public and private sectors know that for Cityscape to remain and for us to continue to grow, do more for our downtown areas, do more for our communities, we need your membership. And so that's what's going to happen in January. We are moving quick and fast with that membership drive, and I'm excited about it.
So for those listening, you can be just a normal individual that's a citizen that
Absolutely.
Loves your community with a patron, I believe, patron donation.
Absolutely. Friend of Cityscape, patron donation. And guess what? You can do all of that online. You can go to CookevilleCityscape.com. There is a button to click, you know, an icon to click, and you can pay a membership there. That membership, what the public needs to know is that membership helps sustain Cityscape, but that membership also provides you the opportunity to attend our Taste of the Town, right? Taste of the Town is our thank you to our major sponsors as well as our friends of Cityscape and our patron donors. And it's our thank you. So being a member of Cityscape is how you get that invite to Taste of the Town. And it's really an amazing event. It's an amazing event that the community really looks forward to each year. So, but yeah, you can go online and do that, right? Super easy. And then again, membership drive, we're going to kick it off big in January, hopefully. I'm working with Roman Stone, with that. So, I'm excited. I had a meeting with him to get those mailers and all of the communication and stuff for that set up.
Well, we're excited because we want as many people to be involved with the community as possible. And this is one way. And we already have some great members that's been there year after year, and we appreciate you
yes.
so much if you're listening and look forward to your continued support. The membership drive's huge. We also do the Christmas ornaments.
Yes. I've
been on the board a year now, but I know as long as I remember, since I've been back from Nashville, is getting ornaments and trying to buy an ornament. And there's different themes every year.
Yes.
I guess the new one this year is the Putnam County Fairgrounds.
Well, we have two.
Two, okay.
So when we started, and I believe, and I'm going to get this wrong, so Laura Wolf, don't kill me. I'm going to get this wrong, but I believe we started back in 2010-ish okay. with ornaments. We did one ornament each year, a new one, a new theme each year for a while. And then after a few of those, we started doing two. So the last several years, we've had two new ornaments each year, and this year is the Putnam County Fair and Barbecues, which both are really exciting. The fair ornament is beautiful. It is beautiful, and we ordered 600 of those.
Wow.
And in the office now, I might have 10 to 15. You can find those other places, Able Gardens, Copy Pack Ship, The Depot, Cream City, Ralph's, they all have ornaments for sale at those places. But the fairground is almost gone. Barbecues is so cute. It is such a cute ornament. And with Modell's coming in and reopening Barbecues soon, I think it was a perfect idea and a perfect ornament for this year.
So we, as she mentioned the locations, we encourage you to go by those or just come by the Cityscape office. Yes. And we can help you there and get you. Of course, we have other ornaments still available. Is that
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many. We did a huge mass reorder this year of some of the ones that were out of stock. So we have basically all of them. We've got John's Place, Princess House. I have very few arcades left, but I have a couple of arcades. I've got the Putnam County Courthouse, which is a different kind of ornament. It looks different, but I have that one. I have Ralph's. We have Cream City. We have the Depot. And I know I'm missing others because they're all so great. I've got the Pink Elephant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I mentioned that one yet. So we have lots of them. And again, there is usually somebody in the office at some point. And so if you don't get your ornament this year, or if we were to run out, the ones that we run out of, I'm hopeful that we will reorder them next year. So you'll have an opportunity.
So I didn't mention this yesterday at the board meeting, but I'll just do my announcement now.
Oh, good.
I think we should do a Christmas in July theme and have ornaments there and just really like get on Facebook and promote Christmas in July.
That's come by a great idea.
Cities. You don't have to say that on air. You can tell me off air. That's dumb, Ben. We're not doing that. But I'll sit there thinking, you know, if we have leftover ornaments in inventory, you know, why not try to see if we can do the Christmas in July theme and put it on social media and say, hey, because Christmas in July is a big thing. I did a tour, tour of the Upper Cumberland Christmas in July. It was fun. So, yeah, I think that's an option.
Well, I'm going to be at Bizapalooza this evening at the Chamber, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have the ornaments there, and I'm going to have the Cream City swag, because all of the Cream City swag that we have in our office goes to support. It directly supports that Cream City sign.
Yeah,
and so I'm going to be there.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that Cream City sign is a staple of the community, and people love to see it on. If you want to know how to support it, that's a way to support it.
Yes,
go
and
buy
again,
the ornament.
Yeah, go buy the swag and get online. There is still an option on our website to support the sign.
There is. And then you got Cream City hoodies that are great looking hoodies and I guess t-shirts
so
and stuff.
Yes, we've got t-shirts and sweatshirts and those all go, the profits of those go to support the sign.
So in the last couple minutes we have, Lori, we mentioned your, I guess, short-term goal of membership drive. And of course, it's a long-term goal as well. We mentioned Taste of Town. That's the next fundraiser.
That's the next event coming up, yes.
And so that's going to be sometime in May. We're locking
hopefully.
That down. And then also we've got Fall Fun Fest. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Hopefully we're going to do. And then Wine on the West Side, we hope to have back.
Yes. Wine on the West Side will be back.
We didn't have a director. You weren't on yet and we were in a transition phase and there were some other factors there where we couldn't really put on Wine on the West Side. And we've had a lot of calls say, hey, we missed it. And we've had to tell them, yeah, this is what happened. Well, we understand. We just hope you can bring it back next year. That's a goal.
It's coming back.
So we've got goals to have those events. We also have a new board member.
Yes, we do have a new board member. Yes, she will. I said she, and I guess I can let the cat out of the bag. But Lindy Lynn mm-hmm. is our newest board member, and Jay Albright. He has been such a staple at Cityscape for so many years. This was his last year. He was very instrumental in my hire, and so I so appreciate him and everything Seven Senses has done for Cityscape in his stay. So, yes, we're excited about Lindy Lynn, and then going to say goodbye to Jay for being on the board. I'm sure he's not gone, though.
Jay is wonderful. He's our past chair of the Cityscape board, and he's rolling off, but he's the type of guy that's still going to participate and do what he can to help out mm-hmm. through his business and just through his work. He's great. We're going to miss him. Lori, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You've been wonderful. I know you would be. And folks, if you got questions about Cityscape, if you're interested in supporting Cityscape, give Lori a call at the office. What's the number at the office?
It is 931-528- Oh, my mercy. You know I'm 6 days in, right?
That's fine.
528-4612.
4612. 528-4612. Call
CityScape. I almost just gave them my cell phone number because I could not remember it.
Well, that'd be fine, too.
528-4612.
Well, thank you for being here. Look forward to working with you. Happy that you're on. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. This has been Ben Rogers with Miss Lori Krause in studio. She's from CityScape, the new executive director. Remember, folks, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Give them a hug. Give them a smile. Don't be mean. Let's be kind to one another. We'll get through this together. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.